For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Reverend Romeo Selmensah of the Makarios Church Adringano will teach and direct you with practical life experiences through the word of God to walk in the miraculous life in faith. This is the word of God.
Lift up your voice and just talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, let these ancient words change me, and change you. Pray that the ancient words you are about to hear will change you, because that is the only thing that changes things. Yes. Pray. Yes. Open your heart and receive the ancient words. It's an ancient word, yet is ever true. It changes me, and it changes you also. That is why we have come with open hearts, so that the ancient words will impact our lives. Lift up your hands and just thank the Lord that his ancient words is going to impact. It's going to impact. It's going to impact. It has the power to change you and change me. Let these ancient words come change our hearts. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The ancient words are always working. Thank you, Lord. We are here to hear the ancient words. That is the only one that changes things, Lord. Thank you. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory and all the honor for the many miracles that happened during the past week. We know that, Lord, you were close to us. When we prayed and you listened, when we were in trouble, we called upon you, you answered us. When nobody could help, you were there to deliver us from the claws of death and destruction of the wicked ones. Whatever evil report that was purposed against us, by the blood of Jesus, you erase all the handwritings of Satan. And by your power, you kept us alive and you save us from destruction. I want to say thank you. We want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you know us. Thank you, Lord, that you have marked us with your seal of your spirit. Therefore, wherever we roam, you can bring us home. And you will not allow the devil to destroy us along the way. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you. For those who went to the valleys of the shadows of death, your arm stretched out was able to pull them out of death and restore them to fullness of life. What a wonderful Jesus. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. Thank you for the opportunity to be gathered in your presence again. For it is these words when you speak that impact our lives. And so, Holy Spirit, once again, speak to us. For nobody's voice matters in the church. It is the voice of God that matters. Therefore, speak to the Lord. Speak to us, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. Jesus said, when you come, you will not even speak of yourself, but whatsoever you have heard from him, that is what you will speak. And so speak to us today and touch our lives and help us in Jesus' name. And all the saints can say, amen. Clap your hands and just shout a shout of praise to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you, when we say shout, you are not shouting. You see, when you are on the hospital bed, gentlemen, please sit down. Please, no movement. I've started preaching. Please, get seated. Okay? Gentlemen, please. No movement. Until I finish preaching, nobody goes out. Okay? Hallelujah. Are you here or gone home? You know, you haven't been to the hospital bed before. Or on a stretcher. A young man walking around, before you know, you are on a stretcher. And you can't understand why you are on a stretcher, but you are going. You don't know where you are going to, but you are going. And so at that time, you wish you could shout, but you can't shout. So when you come to church and say shout, know that it's a blessing to open your mouth and do what? Shout. Let me hear you do what? Yes. You are appreciating the life that is in you. Amen. Because somebody cannot shout. I just heard, I think yesterday also, that Dr. Kwesiboche has passed on. Former Minister for Finance. He's gone. As you are talking, he has been packaged into a fridge like fish. So when you are alive, you have to appreciate it. Hallelujah. Because people are going. People are going. You see, entry means you are waiting to exit. Is it not true? So once you have entered the world, the next thing we hear is that you have exited the world. And death has no respect to age. Oh, can't you say, now what do you say? Hallelujah. But whilst we have life, we will serve our God. Hallelujah. Send me tears, Eje, me tema wo. Oh, metiasie, eja, beiwa ye, dey, sa metiasie, eja, metema wo. Oh, metiasie, eja, beiwa ye. Those me say, be pray now, ya mame. Eja, me pwe mano, me kase, me iwa. If we say, me say, be pray now, ya mame. Eja eso meni mi bwe mano me kase me iwa. Hallelujah. You see, many of us, we don't know how to thank God. Be pray now, why ya mame? You have done so much. The fact that we take hand of pages, nyamia yenye be pray amao. Obi wa nma na ba fi nyina wonko hospital kura one day da. Be pray na nyame ayama. Wo dia ko hospital da ko hwe ka manfo obo. E ka manfo obo. E ko yo test yo se ko yo test yo bra ko yo scan yo bra ko yo ba na 100 cedis 1000 na ko. Doctor ne ba so man hunu we sa ko yo this test. What do sa ko yo this test? Da ko yo this test? Da ko yo this test? Because I'm suspecting this. Okay, about so man, who I suspect this. What the suspect? The suspect. The suspect is an Ozika Nina Sanessa. This is Yanko Pon, a you free, sir. A man near say more. A near bubon, a woofie. Cassa, Miniska, the Botumita Brabona, didn't I saw the cramming call? Hey. Obinya Yanka, and they are man and Cassa Omra, sorry them. Hallelujah. So these are the songs you need to be singing. Oh shit, what them one? Say baby now what? Ya mame. Najade. Eja. So many. You don't appreciate what you have. So many, sir. 2022, minguye. Hallelujah. So many, sir. November, today's date is what? 20th of November. We have only 10 days and 31 days, which is 41 days. The year will pass away. God bless you for clapping your hands. You are appreciating. It's not everybody who knows how to clap. You don't clap. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. As I said, as so when he. Catch the only answer. As I said, so when he said, what yes, yet? As I said, so when now done your mess. And says so when you cause wouldn't kaye. Tina won't mean nanya miasino. Bebre now I am na irradia so many. Intime be manwa kase me yiwaye. And so when in tina won't mean nanya miasino. And so when you don't appreciate what God has done for you. Hallelujah. If you know question every day, you have to say, God, thank you that I am alive. Not thank you that I have 20,000 in my pocket. Hallelujah. Bible says that a living dog is far better than a dead lion. O krama o chiasie. No one for so sinne. Ujata, why the woo. Hallelujah. Because once you have life, there is a brighter future waiting for you. Whatever that the lion was carrying that he has left behind, you dog will come there and take it over. I see you taking over things that people have left behind. Hallelujah. Yes. That's why we need to thank God for that. Amen. So, those of you who didn't come to church, because a small thing, you say, oh, I won't come to church. You don't appreciate what God has done for you. You have to come to church every day. Because when it comes to your office, you will not give excuse that my son is sick. Somebody sent a message that my son is sick. So I'm taking that. I said, are you the mother or are you the doctor? You are not the mother. And you are not a doctor. And you have a role to play in church. I'm talking to you. I know you are watching me. I'm talking to you. You don't appreciate what God has done for you. That's why you can say, my son is sick, so I can't come to church. Would you leave your office tomorrow morning when your son is sick and you don't go to office? You don't appreciate. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, learn how to say thank you, God. Learn it. Learn to say, Sia sin yesi dasye. Sia sin yesi yesi. Learn it. It's a very good thing to do. Hallelujah. Powerful. Nyame ya adoma na otwe no pe se ne pepe pe. Yantene fi hasi. Enyina ye kofi kasiem. Hallelujah. Mesi ya ko hen e fi kasiem ya ko hen fie. Next 2 weeks. You know, God gave a commandment to the people of Israel, say, Afibia. Afibia Israel ni baby a wo bia wote Capernaum wote Nazareth wote Gadaro wa bia wo bia no we have to come to Jerusalem. Every year, every Jew, wherever you live, you have to come to Jerusalem. That's like we are Ghana near baby wo bia say oban crying. The city of the living God. Every year. Remember Jesus Christ when he was 12 years old, his parents took him. Remember that story? Because they were living in Nazareth. And Nazareth is like a takrade. And they walked, those days they walked for 3 days to come to Accra. So after a celebration, all corner was it be sending had pan yam sem waha edeno. A crass will be yes and yam send be. Bishop Doug near Crasso. Archbishop Duncan will near Crasso and they had a moon in our. Tim never many years of corner pan or doji and of course I saw them. No one knew more. Hey, 12 years old, now Bishop Dagger, Canada, Danka Willows, Akana, Janassar, I can't know what to do with questions. Was he if and cried depa? Now, Miss Samu Wapa, Jerusalem. Hana Metra. On the council of Mokonomus, ah, a crown on game, no way. Almost sound what you buy, no more here, and I was a number of him saying, oh, boy, so we have me, I have an abbey. Make sports stadium. Won't that be sports? Maybe you become footballers. And now me wo shatawale dance. Me wo do things. Him and Abunya sorry them na behum. Him and Abunya as behum. See ya. Ya hear why you? I say ah. More hear me. And I'm wrong me. Where's US person me won't cry a matter. Yeah, sorry them. Is it not in church that you can find me? So if you are looking for me, how can you go to the? The beer bar to look for me, I will not be there. You should know that, but this, you can only find me in church. And truly, when they came to church, he was sitting there. He said, look, I was in my father's business because I said, these are people who have to teach me and show me how to do the work. Hallelujah. May you always be found in the house of God. Amen. Those of you who have come from village and you have come to Accra, you must always be found in the church. That is where your blessings are linked to. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, nyame ya adamu, oh, asore kasi ya ye jina yeko, bonsam kasi ya nyanko ponse. Asore nyanko, ye nabina, ye nabina ketuwebi, just a small branch, but the main headquarters is where. So we are all going there for a very wonderful service call. The great feast. Somebody said the great feast. Hallelujah. So 2 weeks exactly from here. And we are gathering 500 people. You are bringing minimum of 5 people. Everybody is bringing at least 5. Then we are mobilizing ourselves to go there so that the power of God will be released. Somebody said the power of God. Say the power of God will be released over all of us. Hallelujah. So tell your neighbor, you cannot absent yourself from this gathering. You can't absent yourself. Those of you who are watching me, you cannot absent yourself. We will not. We don't expect you to be watching us on YouTube or what do you call. You must come personally to this program. Hallelujah. Amen. So last week, by the grace of God, we started 3 things that we need to apply to get the work done to gather the people. Okay, we are mobilizing people from all over the city of Accra. Kasuo. You can come. Me, I'm saying Makati Hill. I'm mobilizing from Makati Hill. So you too, wherever you are, mobilize, we are coming to Nanakrum. Say amen. So we learned biblical things that we need to apply called Anakazo, Biazo, and Anadia. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you there? I've gone home. And so, we said number 1 was what? Anakazo. What scripture is that? Every Christian, every member of this church must know these three words. Anakazo, say anakazo. Bring those three words. Let's see. So that people who haven't heard it or seen it, they go understand. They are all Greek words. Greek words. Three words. Number one, anakazo. Eh? Hey, what are the three of them? Three of them. Anakazo, biazo, anadea. I can't see it on the screen, please. I didn't say give me the meaning of anakazo. I said the three of them. You have it. Because not everybody knows it so that they can write it. Anakazo, biazo, anadea. Hallelujah. Technical people, you are not helping me. Okay, no problem. Let's move on. Our time is getting in. Now, where do we find the word anakazo? Anakazo is found in Luke chapter 14, verse number 23. So these are the three words. So those of you who are not here last week, you can write it that. Anakazo, biazo, anadea. Write it. Ever church you didn't answer. Both as a Christian and the work of God, and for your personal application. Send a bear, what are the ball? What the end of me, we are now so they are brand. Hallelujah. It will make a big difference in your life. In every business you are doing, you need these three things: anakazo, biazo, and adia. It will increase and improve your income. Say amen. Amen. Bring you more customers. Because everything we do in church, you can apply the same principle in your business. That is why Bishop has a program called Lab Lam. Learn how to do business by learning how to do ministry. If you learn how ministry is done, you can apply the same principle to do your business. And many businessmen in the church have prospered and multiplied in riches because they learn how the church has used the wisdom of God to advance. And when they apply the same principle in their businesses, it also explodes their businesses. Hallelujah. Amen. That is why, see, you have to get yourself involved when we are doing the work of God. Principles, no, practically. To we yen ya mia juma method is for and chia was there. Nyamia juma ne. Now so yeah then acosu because so what me yen ya mia juma now do who shem now ya. Sa principle yeah jumano. What the yen in a ya bonsa what the ya won so dia now the answer sa akosuama. Hallelujah. So that is so those of you who are not interested in anything about the church and its development, the same way you'll be poor in your business because you don't know the wisdom that you use to grow the church. Hallelujah. Obi, do you understand what you're saying? Because na mi aduma na wo beye no. En na be ma wo nyansa wo so be wo so be ma wo die so akoso ama. Ti se wan fa wo so wan hye na mi aduma mu ensua wisdom, you will lack the same wisdom to do your personal business life. Amen. When my son had an interview in recently, when they're going to do, one of the questions they ask is, what is prioritization? What is prioritization? Public, private business. But they ask him, what is prioritization? What do you understand by prioritization? So, oh, has me preach about tighter. So, oh, has me preach about tighter. And Kaobahu, what is the meaning of prioritization? He didn't know, sir. Oh, one day, Obako interview, an international company, they will ask him, what is prioritization? But your chance is, what you are tighter. You are learning what is called prioritization. So what did you decay at decay? Now you toss what toss. And you are not tight here. Who knew my dear friend said, yes, I may we can and son of my way. because you don't know the wisdom of prioritizing. So me nyesika, minfa wentua we kane, na me yi we wea, na me di we so ewe, na me di we ewe. Jide piano, sa nyansa na ye di sua wa sore demo no. Sa nyansa no so me di kofie kwa ye aduma, me nyame aduma me ya, me so me di ede. Of course. Yes. When he answered the question, the white man, when he got, finally he got the job, they told him, we are happy to offer you this for your sterling performance. For your what? For your what? Where did he learn all this sterling performance? Free in church. So, we yemu na ye pe o na we say yemu. Hey Kwaku, where are you going? You are checking there. Okay, check please. Hallelujah. So we are giving you these words, anakazo, biazo, and anadea. So in Luke chapter 14 verse number 16 to 23, we say that a man made a feast. And he invited many people to come. And the Bible said, the people began to give excuses. And he was saying, oh, from San Camembra part to the Nanso, my business be a pint to me, a quack or head a maba. And you me film. Then somebody said, I bought a piece of land. I'm going to see. Somebody said, I bought oxen, so I'm going to prove them. Somebody said, I'm married, so I can't come. Food I had ready in media. People who are supposed to come and eat are giving excuses. And the man said, okay, servants, go out and bring people to come and fill the place. And they said, well, we are abroad. They said, there's still empty chairs. They said, no. Until the room is finished, it's fully occupied, the party will not go on. And so go out to the highways. 23. So the Lord said unto the servant. Okay. So the master said to his servant. So the chief executive officer told his workers. See, everything in church is applicable. When we say the Lord said his servant, the same way as the chief executive officer told his workers what to do. What to do. Ya produce niema and niema ni guho. What do you do? It must be sold. Of course, if we leave one product left behind, the company will lose. Everything must be sold because once it is produced, if it's not sold, the company will collapse. So the church, if there's an empty chair in the church, it's a sign that we are losing the church, the kingdom of God is losing a soul. And a soul must be saved and brought to the house of God. Go out into the highways and hedges. And the Bible says, and then I compel them to come in. And I learn it. Compel them to do what? To come in. That is the word. The word compel is anakazo, a Greek word. You see, English, this Bible was translated from, New Testament were translated from Greek language. Better from Greek language. It's a Bible lesson you need to learn. So it says, compel them to come in. That is the word anakazo. It means to use force, to necessitate, to push the person, to do anything within your power to bring the person in. The reason is that people have excuses. They don't want to come. That is why I sent a message to one of my servants, my members, that my son is sick. So I asked him, are you a doctor or you are the mother? Because the child has a mother. Hospital.
Yeah. If you say the reason is that you don't want to come to church, it's an excuse. It's just an excuse. You don't want to come to church. If it's a business that said that meet me here, then sign agreement for $10,000. Who will be free class or buyare? Who will be free class or buyare? Is it not true? So you see, that is why we are teaching you that people have excuses which are not excuses. So if you don't apply an akazo, they won't mind you. So as I was sending them, I was telling them that I am applying an akazo on you, that you are lying to me. You won't say I lie, but I'm telling you that you are lying, because the excuse is no excuse. You just don't want to come and eat the food. That's why you say, I have bought an oxen. Are you here of going home? So you can see that people will always give you excuses. Have you seen those guys who sell on the roadside? Sometimes, or they are never, it's a nice thing. No. Oh, you buy, because if he doesn't use an akazo, Jack, a combat, is it not true? Have you seen that one before? So you see, they are applying it to sell their product. So if we also sit down thinking, oh, my produce things, okay, you do buy, oh, you buy, okay, then go. Who did then go, sir? No, what good company. Are you there? So the same principle is that if we allow people's excuses, the church will always be empty. When we organize programs like this, to fill the house, we need about 7,500 people. It's not easy to mobilize thousands of people. So if we don't apply an akazo to push people, they won't come. That's why we are learning. Say amen. Number two, we learn of the word biazo, which is Matthew chapter 11, verse number 12. Jesus said, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. And that word by force, it's what we call biazo. Biazo. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Biazo. We talked about it last week. I don't want to go into that. Today, we want to look at the word anadia. My time is getting close. Anadia. Say anadia. Luke chapter 11, verse number 5 to 8. Luke 11, verse 5 to 8. Jesus was speaking about prayer. Remember Luke chapter 11, verse 1. Bible says he was praying at a certain place, and when he finished, the disciples said, teach us how to pray. Okay? So he taught them how to pray. And after that, he gave a parable. And the parable is from verse 5. He said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him by at midnight and say unto him, friend, please lend me some bread. I need just 3 loaves of bread. Verse 6. And for a friend of mine is in his journey, has come to me. And now I have nothing to set before him. He said, tell anybody, it's a very bad thing. Always make sure you have something in your house. Okay, especially if you're a wife, you must always have something available as emergency to eat. Say amen. Amen. We can't finish eating every food in the house. I think there should be some shito and garibi around. So in case of emergency, in case your mother-in-law had come at midnight, at least you should be able to set something before her to eat. Hallelujah. Yes. If you're a man, there should be some amount of money be hiding somewhere. It cannot be that you can say that I don't have any money. You are a very bad husband. There should be a spare money somewhere in case of emergency. Hallelujah. Tell her about, are you understanding what you are saying? Because that, we are seeing you. If you start spending all, you may never know the day you'll be in need. Nicholas, do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. May boss chin, may somebody chin here. You can't spend all your money for everything. You must always have a spare money somewhere. Otherwise, you end up being a beggar. Can you see this story? This was, he became a beggar. Not that he doesn't have food, but at that time, he was lacking nothing. Learn the wisdom of God. That's why we teach the Bible. The Bible says, it's different from It's different from going to school. Yeah. What we teach in church is the wisdom from God. Hallelujah. Yes. You cannot, we pay you, even if you are paid 100 cedis, you should be able to save some 10 cedis somewhere. Don't spend all your money. Don't spend all your money. Yes, as a professor, 10-10-80. 10-10-80 principle. Do you know 10-10-80 principle? Should I tell you 10-10-80 principle? The 10-10-80 principle is that when you are giving income of 100 cedis, 10 cedis is for God first. Your tithe. 10 cedis is for your savings in case of future emergency. And then the 80 is what you can spend. 10-10-80 principle. Learn it. All the days of your life, don't forget this principle. Don't say my money is too small. Yes, your money is too small, so spend according to your 80 proportion. Don't chop God's money, which is 10%. And don't spend your savings also, which is 10%. At least. If you chop all the 100, God will punish you because you are stolen his money. And then when challenges of life come also, it will punish because you didn't save any money for anything. So disgrace. You'll be begging. Say amen. Amen. That is what happened to this our brother. A friend of mine in his journey has come to me and I have nothing. I have what? Nothing. How can you have nothing? As a person, how can you have nothing? We don't have. Some of them say, you call your bank account, but there is nothing in your bank account. Your Momo accounts, what the ass are you loan after you empty a room? I have nothing. You are borrowing empty money, waiting for your income to come. Who asked you to go beyond your 80? Just make sure that you spend within your 80. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm preaching to you. The Lord is speaking to you. My mother-in-law has come and I have nothing. My child has gotten sickness and he has a rush to the hospital and I don't have nothing. There is always an emergency that will come to your life along the way. See, because the man didn't plan that the friend is coming home. But a friend came impromptu. Yes, Maxwell. Life is full of impromptus. Like David said, he was going to work very strong. He drove his car. An impromptu came. He had to be carried and put in his car. You never know what is going to happen to you in future. Life is not the way you see. That's why you must have the wisdom of God to plan your life. That's why if you're a young man, you waste your money on a girlfriend. You are a fool. I'm talking to us, your pastor. I'm saying you are a fool. Your girlfriend, whom you are not married, and you are wasting all your income on her. You are a fool. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. When your mother comes, emergency that I need money to go to the hospital, then you tell my mommy, I don't have anything. Meanwhile, your girlfriend has come to collect the money away. Foolish boy. You are a foolish boy. Are you here? Well, means we are talking about an idea. We are talking about an idea. Hallelujah. I'm saying that don't waste your money on your girlfriend. Rather marry her. Use the money to marry her into your house. Then he's your wife. When you spend money on your wife, it is a manifest a new bar, a coat rim, and then you are your wife. Now, no girlfriend. Because she can leave you any day, any time, without knowing that he has left you. Hey! Have I told you the story of my former girlfriend who took my mango, and next time I'll tell you that story. Hey! A basket full of mangoes on the eve of Easter. Hey! In a village. That story I'll tell you next time. We are talking about an idea. Amen. A friend of mine is in his journey, has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. Hey, that we buy a mutu and a jua on your own. Sika ben at the hospital. Sika ben. Fena ukone na makosese. And so what happened? Let's go quickly. I time myself. So Bible said that, and so this is what happened to this man. And then when he went to a friend, he said, look, this is what I'm struggling. Look, Max was saying, "Minu nyanda church." Now we there, madam, we have some mehuachiri mitichak. Said that, and he went to tell Maxwell. And so as he knocked the door, he said, "Yes, who are you, so Reverend Robbins?" "Oh, but Reverend, I'm doing a prayer." So shall let me watch me panting with strong warm cry. Now I said, "Be that to say, okay, what's that?" Also, a friend of mine came about, and he said, if he said this to the person, and he from within will say that, "Oh, Mpacho, mother, trouble me not. My door is shut. My children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you." Oh, yes. Hey, sometimes you'll be shocked that, listen, the day you are in need, that's how you see that people don't care about you. That's what I'm telling. If you're a man, you spend your money on a girlfriend. The day she knows you are in trouble, he won't mind you that you ever gave her money. Oh, yes. She will another boyfriend. Man, he said, "Oh, but when I had all the money, no, you had the one I used the money, and so what? And so what? But didn't you eat me? You ate me, so you pay for that." That's what he tell you. He said, "It's what? How many rounds did you go? You can't, I don't owe you." He said, "Trouble me not." Listen, listen. He said, "Trouble me not. Don't come and disturb me." Some people will tell you that, "Don't come and disturb me, pastor." Say, "Ah, but you want to chat? I'm the pastor who blessed your marriage and approach. And so what, pastor? Didn't that pay my tithe?" Hey, church members will tell you, "But I pay my tithe. I gave offering. What about it? I mean, what is it?" Hey, somebody was telling that, "Reverend, this thing that the Reverend has done this, so let's go and just thank so that what is Reverend every day? Reverend, Reverend, why? Are you married right to Reverend?" Hey. He asked the wife, "Are you married to Reverend? Or was he, were you his girlfriend before I found you?" Hey! Yes. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. So, you see, when you are, people have a way to react to. That's why you have to learn the wisdom of God. That you can't depend upon anybody. The Bible said that, the man said that, "Don't trouble me, I'm sleeping." His friend though, he said he went to his friend, not that his enemy, his friend. Only maybe be help together. I don't know what you know. No call. Okay, there's a man. How much you know? My to me, Prumada. My mother. See, what you know? My house. If you don't know, what you know? My home. My man now. My dad no. My man. Da. Say, "Oh, sorry. I'm not the man. Who here? Listen. Who? What you know? Who more? Oh, yes. He's thinking more of his children's inconvenience more than your troubles. You say you are in. Yes. Trouble me not. The door now is shut. My children are in bed. They are sleeping. I cannot rise up and give it to you. Not that I don't have food. I have, but for me to wake up and take the thing and come and give it to you, even at the door, it is a no crown, a time. Oh, watching that, and you're not doing all. Only inconvenience, not all experience. And then I had a problem. Oh, how now of you? Hallelujah. I cannot rise and give thee. There's a problem. Say, maybe I'm in a drone. Say, me sorry, pa. Ah, damn. No, sometimes what that group will be no be flower somewhere. Unless you are a good pastor. Hey. 12 midnight. I rested. I was around 2 a.m. No, the whole the. Hey, yes, sir. And I took it. Reverend, we are at the hall. Where are you first? Nyaho Krenik. My sister is in labor. Hey, I have to wake up and pray because my church member was in labor. You see, some people they said, oh, yeah, I said, okay. Tomorrow morning when I wake up, I'll pray and talk to them. No. Oh, yes. Yes. No. That's how people react to. Oh, won't you know that home? As I wake up, not just yet. I don't want to know when I was four, yeah, I'm four. That is why I said, a friend when you are in need is a friend indeed. Uh-huh. But not every friend who is, when you are in need, he will be a friend to you. Sometimes they will pretend that they don't even know you. May God deliver from evil friends. Yeah. See, Bible is giving us wisdom. See, God is showing us a nipa bayo titu that, but there's a God who will never disappoint us. Are you here? Are you here? What the Jesus is trying to say that as for men may disappoint, but God will never disappoint. So he was using this story to explain God's heart towards his people. And he said that from within, he said, I can't write about verse 8. That's where we are ending. He said that, I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he's a friend. Okay? So, but sorry, sir, or money, be a. Yes, if he said that now for intro, name because of his importunity. The word is underlined, his importunity. He will arise and give him as many as he needed. What Jesus is saying that, even though Nadam from found them, but if the guy can continue to knock the door, hey, obey the day or tent him or kick him or what are you before? I could say, oh, see, the big mass. Most of another, but not everybody can get to that far. It's not true. Because sometimes when you ask and somebody doesn't, it's like, oh, I don't want to disturb him. You give up. But the Jesus Christ is giving another level of life. That if you're a person who easily give up, you can't get many things in life. And so the word importunity is called anadeia, which means that you are shameless. You don't care what your friend will say about you. Chale, you won't give up, you'll do it. And that is what Jesus is saying, that this is how the kingdom of God must also operate. It doesn't matter what the person that we say come to church, he say, I will not come out. And then you have to come to church. Because the food is ready. It must be eaten. Hallelujah. So we are not going to take any excuse. We are going to push and knock and do anything shamelessly. Someone says shamelessly. You see, because to beg is a shameful thing. But what you are going to say? What told you? What to do in your hand? And you won't find your way here. That is a spirit called anadia. Anadia. You have to learn how to use this spirit to get what you need. That's what Jesus said. When you pray, if you pray to God and you use this principle of, I don't care, God, I need a wife. I don't. One of our church members, he was struggling to get a wife. Hey, my baby, I'm about to be. Across 30, 30. So one day we're having a prayer meeting, fasting and prayer. Jack, the guy got up. Lord, you can't do this to me, man. You cannot do this to me, man. How can a man like me not have a wife? No. This thing that you put here, what am I using it for, Lord? You have to do something for me, Lord. I mean, in a general church, you say, I saw that I see the end in a vampire. And then you have to do something for me. You cannot do this to me. This is not good, man. God, it's not good that a man, it's like, yeah, you know, I heard because he was shameless declaring her needs to God. Shameless. And I can tell you, after that fasting and prayer, God brought him a wife. Yeah, shamelessness. Shamelessness. God gave him a wife. So Jesus is saying that the same way, that's how God treated. If only we can keep asking God. From today, may you have the spirit of Anadia. You won't give up until God give it to you. I say you won't give up until God give it to you. Hallelujah. God wants us to live by that. How does it apply to this principle? What we are saying that as we go out there to invite people, some of them, because somebody's life is in danger. Some people are going to die before the year end if we don't rescue them from Satan's hands. This Christmas, and that is why the person that you are going to invite, you can't stop following him. Because you have to rescue the perishing and care for the dying. Whatever it takes to bring that person to church on this 4th of December, we are applying Anakazo, Anadia, and Biazo to ensure that any soul that is around us, we will bring them to the house of God. Say amen. Amen. You know, you may never understand these things until you realize that when you are saved, then you are connected to so many blessings of life. That is why we must be shameless when we are inviting people to church. We must apply force, encourage people that the life that they are living, they can die. What's your concern? If you are worrying, it's so catch us, brother. Why we be a check? I'm not so say. Yeah, quite sorry. So, men go so back. Was that a force? I say, I force. I didn't tell because meaning me saying, Uncle Ponce, my son, my country was a baby. I will chrono. And Chibia, maybe Ubit me a carbet me a bomb. But when someone who called Ultra Quan on a carbo say, pa, I'm well. Then that thing, Uncle Ponce, my son, my country was a spranny feeling between us. Such a person will be drew. I saw them. Pastor preachy, we say, Pomo said, the Holy Ghost had convicted the person. When he said, give your life to Christ, he will come and give his life to Christ. So if we don't have this way to draw people to church, and we just allow them to move around, before you hear, who was expecting that a young, strong man like this man could just fall immediately in the hospital? That if God has not been on his side, probably as we are talking, he would have been in the priest. You were expecting Kwasibotwe to die today, this week. He was almost thinking, people, even NDC people were planning to make him a presidential candidate. Life is not in your hands. Tell them. And you have to know yourself. That enkwa eniu ho, enkwa wonyame ho. Nti na say emaye ni bring a Christopher. If it's an eye hunu omu hunu. Obi a eja eda ni fi. Now we catch and say, "Eja eba wo dem ho no no say o da je bia ma me da." Say wo akoma e wo mu a. Untimi hwe man eja na nshi ni ba. And God has said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And anyone who doesn't believe in Jesus Christ will be condemned, will be destroyed. How can we, if we say we are Christians, can we see people around us who are drunkards, sinners of all kinds, and we don't care for them? That's how God is charging us today. That whatever form we need to apply to pull people from destruction, we as Christians, we have to do it. And God is charging you. Every one of us is going to bring at least 5 people. If asima yake se wa nya umo uti nyako mbaka se uti mo ding se uwa hunu kwaino se nipa wani nyame no o osi ni owo bano wongwa ni owo ni bano oninkwa na ohwe nipa kroti pa na nipa no ebe ko se yemu na wushi aka se hwe ensa no mawia wia aka se because unyuye tepi ama foka se Ghana fo say ye Christ osuma ye sumu ye de bobra and economy into say ye ti. Is that true? Is it not true? Just as sorry de beko na mo ye fira so de mo ba na fe boni e wo wi ase nyina o kyena no pa ye nyina na kwese ye nyina wa so de mo en so o kyena no pa ko dwum go hwe corruption wo wi ase nyina Christ fo so na ye and then it says never will be ni Christ. And so when God has given us the grace to know him, it is important for us to use any means possible to bring them to the house of God. Do you know, Paul and half New Testament. You may never know the person who didn't pass, sorry, no. What God is going to use him to do. And I pray that God will touch your heart. Do anything. All that you have to do is that would you crab it my answer? Bring the person to church. Don't accept any excuse. Anything the person said this, you give excuse. So no. Or see many shoes in patrol mediation in sorry. Many attacks, no, I wrote the amount. Because we want to ensure, say. A jumana ya media kanye se a chine kwa zina chine na uchi mene se da o nam ne hon kroko se ebe chine krefi sumwa ba ne hemono se wo duty na wa anya na obi diye dene diye ba no benyang kwa wo diya bro ama wadanfo anase obi wano oti area hoa ne kwa akaka krebi ya eye finism. May the Lord touch our hearts that from today we will apply the spirit of Anakazo, Anadia, and Biazo. What for? To ensure that the house of God is filled. And souls that are dying will be rescued and brought to the house of God. May the Lord bless us all. In Jesus' name, amen. Please stand to your feet, everybody. We are praying. Lift up your voice and say, God, anoint me with your spirit to do this work. I want to do this work. The little I have to bring. Help me. Help me. Help me, Lord. Pray. Pray that the Lord will put his spirit. That you will not accept any excuse. When you are inviting people, they will give you excuse. Ask for excuses, they will give. But tell them that you are not taking any excuse. Because their souls are important to you. You believe that when they come, they will be blessed. Pray. Bumpas Nagopo and Kawakuma. Nagopo and Shawde. Name on Kronkrum Rouso. Sa won so Sabasonia mia Jumanubi. Na what's what Yakoso? Nyamima won son of Jumanubi. And ya Safunia, we are Cassia and Yamia Juma. Now what two and Satrach as I want to be. You too can play a role. Oh, use any means. What that by threatening, by necessitating. The person, I don't have a car. He said, I'm organizing Uber for you. I'm organizing Uber for you. I'm organizing Uber. I want you to come. Only this day, come. Because there is something special God has to do for you. The Lord is counting on us. Holy Spirit, put upon us the spirit to do the work. Put upon us the spirit of shamelessness. Shamelessness. We shouldn't be ashamed to talk to people, to invite people, to tell people about Christ. We should not be ashamed. Say, Jumu na wo, Trotromu na wo, say, Fear na wo tia, Manipa wo, say, we are Christoni, Trewon yanko pwakwai. Don't hide yourself. Nobody even knows, say, we are Christoni. Since you became a Christian, nobody even knows. But because you are ashamed of the gospel, Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God that brings salvation. May God give us the spirit of shamelessness. Shamelessness. We can stand on the roadside and share tracts. We can stand on the Totro and speak the word of God. Oh Lord, may the Lord anoint you with the spirit of shamelessness. Shamelessness to do his will, to bring many into the kingdom of God. Father, we thank and bless you for today. Holy Spirit, we love you. For few words that were spoken, let it touch our hearts. And let us be workers who are willing to be shameless. Shameless in trotro. Shameless in the taxi. Shameless in our office. Shameless by standing by the roadside and sharing the tracts and sharing flyers to people for them to come. Talk about Jesus, the only savior of the world. When we see our friends who are drunkards, prostitutes, sinners of all kinds, liars, may we be bold and tell them the word of God and bring them to your salvation. We thank you, Holy Spirit. May we not just be hearers of these words, but give us the spirit of impartation, that we shall be doers of these words. For the number we are looking for, 500 people to gather for you. Everybody lift up your hands and praise the Lord. This 500, give a number to God, that God should give you that number to help you to be part of this 500 people. Ask God, you need 10 people, you need 20 people, you need 5 people, you need 100 people. Whatever number that you are looking for, ask God, anoint me to bring this number. Anoint me, Lord. I need this, have this number. Your power to give me, your grace. Lead me to the person, the people that I can bring them to you, Lord. I need your spirit, Lord. Pray, everybody pray for the spirit of God. Bible says, as many as are led by the spirit. You need the spirit to lead you before you can get to the right people whom you can gather. You will not be an empty person. You will not be empty-handed person. When we are gathering, Jesus said, those who gather with me are with me. Those who don't play a role, you will scatter. You are not with me. We want to be with Christ. Shamelessly inviting people and bringing them to the house of God for the salvation of their souls. Father, anoint everyone with your spirit to fulfill your call upon every one of them. That, oh Lord, when we gather on the 4th, may even the number we are looking for be far exceeded, because you are able to exceed or do more than we can expect or think. Bless your people, that as they do your work, may they see your kingdoms be also prosper them. Your word says we should seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all other things shall be added unto us. As they are seeking for the kingdom and the souls to be established, may all things be well for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Every head bow, every eye closed. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. You want to give your life to Christ. Come, lift up your right hand. But on Sunday, focus on no more. He said, today, I want to be a child of God. I don't want to be destroyed. I don't want to be condemned. I want to believe in Jesus Christ. I want to give my life. Lift up your right hand. Yamin Shaw. Let me shout. God bless you. God bless you. Now, I want you to do one thing. Please walk to me here. I'm going to lay my hands and pray for you. Come. Come to me. Come. Don't look at anybody. Come. 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 Come and give your. Come. 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 Come and stand here. I'm going to pray for you, brother. Come. Come. Brother, come.
To Jesus.
Give him your life today.
Give your life today.
Come, madam, come. Come.
Come on.
Come to Jesus.
To Jesus.
Is it coming or what? Oh,
let it start.
come. Let's pray. We are praying and then you go. Okay, let me finish praying before you go. Don't go. Say this after me. Ready, Yesu. Lord Jesus, I give my life to you today. I know I am a sinner. Everybody say it after me. That the Lord Jesus, today I surrender my life to you. Please forgive me all my sins with your precious blood. Wash all my sins away. Make me a new person. Give me your Holy Spirit to come into my heart to help me to serve you all the days of my life. Let my life from today be holy and righteous in your sight. Anything I used to do that made me a sinner, from today, let me not do it again. Say, Holy Spirit, please help me to be a child of God. From today, let everybody who know me know that I am born again. I am born of the Spirit. And therefore, my life is spiritual. In all that I think, in all that I say, in all that I do, in every place I go, let it be a place of righteousness for the glory of my Father who is in heaven. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say, please write my name in your book of life and make me a son or daughter of God. Thank you for answering my prayer and thank you for making me a child of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, thank you for these precious souls. I place a seal of your ownership over every one of them. From today, they belong to you. Therefore, keep them and preserve them. Establish them. Let them be planted in your house so that they can flourish in your courts. Let people know that from today, they are born of your Spirit. Therefore, let their life become more spiritual. And let the goodness of in them, the talents in them, the giftings in them begin to manifest your glory. Bless these ones so that they become a blessing to their nation and their families. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you've been blessed by the message. Do visit us at the Makarios Church at Ringano on the 13th New Oyo Avenue behind the American House building. This and every Sunday are first and second services at 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. respectively. For counseling, prayer and spiritual support, do call 0244-327717 or 0243-869119. God richly bless you.